Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, October 2nd, 2017. Many people talk about Islam without knowing Muslims. The Day of the Open Mosque, organized in 1997 by Muslim associations and occurring every year on October 3rd, aims to change that. According to organizers, more than 1,000 mosques participate and host upwards of 100,000 interested visitors. Guided tours, lectures, exhibitions, food, and books are offered. This year's motto is Good Neighborhood, Better Society. Since its creation, the Day of the Open Mosque has always been held on the Tag der Deutschen Einheit, or Day of German Unity, showing that Muslims are giving solidarity and respect to Germany, are part of the society, and are not at a standstill, says Ayman Maciek, chairman of the Central Council of Muslims, or ZMD. This year, the neighborhood motto with regard to the entry of the anti-Islamic AfD into the Bundestag is of great importance. The mosque is a place of faith, but also a meeting and cultural place where even dances are held. At least 20 mosques will open their doors in Berlin alone, and Maciek expects 15,000 visitors in the capital. Please find a link to the participating mosques in our show notes. On Sunday in Berlin, the first nationwide same-sex marriage was concluded, marking the beginning of Marriage for All, decided by the Bundestag over the summer and coming into force on October 1st. Marriage for All is a milestone to full and legal social equality, said Berlin's Mayor Michael Müller on Friday, adding that this day is the occasion to congratulate the lesbian and gay movement and all of those who have been engaged in the opening of marriage for many years. The Lesbian and Gay Association, or the LSVD, sees Marriage for All as a step towards a more just and democratic Germany. Gabriela Lundsmann, a member of the Board of Management, stated that it will now be a matter of making legal equality a living acceptance in everyday life. The association also calls for the rapid equality of children born in same-sex marriages, adding that a necessary reform of family law, which legally acknowledges entire family diversity, is needed. Air Berlin customers who booked their long-distance flight tickets before the airline's insolvency have very little chance to see their money again. The airline announced last week that all long-distance flights will be terminated by October 15th. Mostly flights to the U.S., the Caribbean, and Abu Dhabi are affected. Any booking that was made before August 15th is part of the insolvency assets and used to pay the creditors. Small creditors, like the estimated 100,000 affected ticket holders, are likely not to see any money. The chairman of the German consumer union, Klaus Müller, said the example of Air Berlin shows that insolvency insurance should be mandatory for airlines. If you booked your ticket after August 15th, your chances are good to get a full refund. However, the airline will not take care of substitute transportation. Police caught criminals in action during the weekend with the help of helicopters. In Wuhlheide, employees of the Deutsche Bahn noticed evidence of a burglary at a building and called the police. Shortly afterwards, two men were arrested for attempted cable theft. They had tools with them and supposed stolen copper cables in their backpacks, and both men are known to the police from previous crimes. A 14-year-old graffiti artist was caught in the act in Wilmersdorf. A resident called the police to his apartment, where he and the officers witnessed a young man on the roof tagging a wall and taking pictures. He was apprehended and turned over to his parents and must expect legal consequences. As mentioned earlier, tomorrow is Tag der Deutschen Einheit, or the Day of German Unity, celebrated October 3rd, commemorating the anniversary of German reunification in 1990, when the goal of a united Germany that originated in the middle of the 19th century was fulfilled again. Enjoy the public holiday and all that it means to those of us in Berlin and throughout the country. Berlin Briefing will be back on Wednesday. Thanks for listening.